5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good morning. Listen to that music. Because, you know, the Redskins, I got to say, you know, they head off to Seattle this weekend. They're 80% of their offensive line is injured. They had to activate a bunch of people just to play the game. Man, things were just not looking good. And then they won. 17-14 Redskins over the Seattle Seahawks. And here to celebrate and analyze the news, Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Vince.
What happened, man?
Well, you know, I don't know. Somehow those odds that, you know, if you flip a coin often enough, eventually it's going to come up tails, and this time it did. I mean, the Redskins were absolutely, they fought. They fought hard. They fought without a full team. You talked about the injuries. There are five guys that start on the offensive line. Four of them were injured, replaced by a third stringer, a rookie, and two guys they signed off the street a week ago. They had two of their starting defensive linemen out with injury at the same time. And then other guys out. And they still fought like crazy. And the thing of it is, this Seattle team was 5-2 coming in. They were in position to fight for a first-round bye in the playoffs. I mean, they had everything to play for, and they were on a roll. And the Redskins just went down there, and they were just the little engine that could. They were the mouse that roared.
The Redskins, just the seventh team to win a game in Seattle since 2012. The Seahawks have been 37-6 in that span. Again, the Redskins, like, you know, nobody picking them here except for Larry Michael when we talked to him last
right,
week.
Which he
and
will.
Sure enough, the Redskins pulled out.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. And the thing is, the defense is what really rose up and did it. The defense, up until really the fourth quarter, shut them out. The offense of Seattle did not score a single point until the fourth quarter, and that's really what did it, the defense. Plus the fact that Seattle's kicker missed three field goals.
Yes.
Yeah, in the first half, really, the Redskins' most valuable player was the Seattle kicker.
He couldn't make it to save his life. Does he have a job next week?
No, I don't think so. The thing is, he was, I think, 11 of 12 coming in, 12 of 13, so he was over 90% of his field goals coming into that, and he missed all three of them the same way. He struck the ball hard with his foot. The ball went straight. The problem was he was pointed to the left, and every single one of them went wide left, so thank goodness for that.
I have to tell you, just listening to you and Vince here, so shocked that they won is really entertaining and funny. So now, all right, so I have a question. Was this because the Washington's defense was so good, or was it because Seattle's offense was so bad?
You know what, Mary, that's a great question. And it was because Washington's defense was so good. Seattle's quarterback, Russell Wilson, was phenomenal, and he made play after play, but the Redskins found a way to shut him down and keep him out of the end zone. And then the Redskins' offense, when it came time for them to have to make a play, because Seattle went down and scored late in the game, took the lead, and the Redskins' offense had done very little since the first quarter, and it seemed like the game was over. But then Cousins hit two long passes to get them to the one-yard line, and that's when they scored the game-winning touchdown. And that second long pass was to their first-round draft choice from last year, Josh Doctson. And he made a play that was phenomenal, even though he was well-covered. Cousins took a chance on him, and he proved that he could validate that trust that Cousins had, and that's a pass receiver a quarterback receiver combination between those two guys that if they continue to flourish, that'll be fun to watch.
All right, since we're talking about Kirk Cousins, the Redskins lead the league in the highest number of lost fumbles. There was one, the 10th lost fumble happened during the game with Samaje Perine and Kirk Cousins. What's going on?
Well, part of the problem is fumbles happen a lot when you've got rookie running backs, and Samaje Perine has had a problem with that. And they also happen when the quarterback is pressured in the pocket because he'll get hit from angles that he doesn't expect sometimes, and that causes the ball to pop out. Cousins was magnificent in this game. He was sacked 6 times and hit a bunch more, but he stayed back in that pocket, and he kept on throwing the ball. And I'll tell you, he was beat up at the post-game press conference. And he just had a new baby about a month ago. Baby's name is Cooper, and I'm thinking that last night when Cousins got home, his baby looked up at his dad and said his first words, which were probably, "Dada, what happened to your face?" Cousins was magnificent. He was just courageous and did not play in any way like a quarterback trying to stay healthy for his next contract.
I mean, it was all the talk, though, is really about the last 90 seconds of that game. Seattle goes up. It doesn't look like the Redskins have much of a shot of closing. Tell us about that last 90 seconds.
Well, the last 90 seconds, that's where Cousins, who was not didn't have time to throw the ball down the field, hit Brian Quick on the right sideline, hit Josh Doctson for a deep strike for 38 yards to get to the 1 yard line on the left sideline. They punched it in. But then Seattle had about a minute to go to work. And Russell Wilson, their quarterback, kept making play after play. And then finally, they threw into the end zone on the last play of the game for a Hail Mary. This, my heart was in my throat when I watched that ball in the air.
Yes.
Because as it came down, there were two Seattle receivers back there. One was 6'6" tall. The other was 6'7". Behind them was D'Angelo Hall, who is 5'10", and who had been inactive all year because he was recovering from an injury. He's about 33 years old. I mean, he played football with Methuselah, I think. And he jumped up. And when that ball hit one of those receivers' hands, it would have been a touchdown and a game winner for Seattle.
That's
had
right.
Hall not jumped up higher than they did and knocked the ball out. That was a heroic play.
Here's the call from that by Larry Michael.
Cousins takes, gives to Rob Kelly. Rob Kelly with the drive to the goal line. Redskins touchdown!
Oh, that was the Redskins touchdown,
to go,
of course.
And the Redskins take the lead.
There you go. That's the call on the touchdown, but also Larry Michael with the excellent call last night as that ball dropped in the end zone on the Hail Mary play. Trevor Maddich, thanks as always for giving us a breakdown on a celebratory day here for the Redskins.
Oh, what a day. My face still hurts from smiling so hard.
All right, good luck with all of the smiling you'll be doing today.